What's up, crew? Welcome to Daily Self-Talk. I am your host, Mr. Be Great Today, Jay. And yes, it's Motivational Monday, and I am so excited to be here with you guys today. I hope that this morning you hit the ground running and went out there and just really went after what you truly set yourself up for. You know, took action on the plans that you put in place, hopefully over the weekend, to where today was a phenomenal day, and I can't wait to give you today's episode. As we close out Monday, what a bang. And it's crazy, this topic, this episode that I'm coming with you today, it's been the talk of so many people over the past few weeks. I mean, anybody I've come in contact with has said some of the things that I'm going to mention in today's episode, and I'm sure many of you've heard them, and maybe you're one of the ones that have said what we're going to hear today, and that is 2020's been crazy, and I cannot wait for 2021. And my thing is this: when that hit me, it's just been so crazy. It's been crazy to me because we had the opportunity, we had the chances, we had the choices to make 2020 different. Now, let me explain. The reason why we could have made it different, because during, of course, as we all know, we had a major pandemic in the world. That was 4 months, 5 months, something like that, that it's been. And guess what? It's still not over. So there's no need to look forward to 2021. But what I want to say is that throughout 2021, as it's been crazy for all of us, you know, so many people have lost their jobs. So many people just struggling in general, right? And I was one of them, you know, that was struggling in general. I also had a baby during this time, you know what I mean? Bought a house, two cars. So it was stressful, but it's things that, you know, Ann was in a, you know, car accident. So it's things that just had happened during all this. And of course, still had to put a plan in action to make things, you know, things happen, to make ends meet, to become better, to remember who I am, and to stay focused on my vision. So many people lost their vision. So many people lost their desire to continue to focus on their goals and turn their dreams into their reality. So many people waited for society to try to make a change for them when all the things that had that were supposed to change definitely crumbled on them. It's to the point where we cannot wait for society to make the change for us. We want change. We need to be the change so then the things that are around us change. We have to stop thinking that because it goes another year, 2021, that things are going to just boom. The chaos of 2020 is going to drop and 2021 is going to be this marvelous paradise thing. You have to change your thinking. And here's why. Because you have the ability to do so. And you have the ability to continue to focus and change your focus to what means most to you. Right? During the, you know, so many people lost sight of who they are and lost sight of like their whole dream, their vision, everything during this pandemic. When that was the perfect time to become a millionaire. It was the perfect time to put your vision on paper. It was the perfect opportunity and perfect time to make your vision your reality. But why did so many people sit around Netflix watching, filling someone else's pockets up with money? Because you still had that next, you know, you got a Netflix account. You still had to pay that bill, right? So filling up their pockets with money instead of focusing on what could fill your pockets up with money, with joy, with excitement. Right? Your goals, your dreams, you left that because you, like, where's your reason, right? Why did you stop focusing on that? Because of a pandemic, that was the perfect time for you to go full speed into your vision. Full speed into the thing that you've always wanted. You wanted your own business, it was the perfect opportunity to put a plan, put a plan in place and take action on that plan. So now we wait, what, for 2021 to be exciting? Like, why are you looking forward to 2021? I need you to look forward to today. I need you to look forward to today and how you're going to finish strong and how you're going to put a plan in action to now make tomorrow a better tomorrow. That's what I need you to do today. I need you to make a better plan today that's going to put you in a better place tomorrow. We have to stop waiting for the new year, new me thing. That thing is old and dried out. You need to make a change now. And I understand change is hard. Change is extremely hard. Like every day to try to be your very best self, yes, it's hard. But no one told you it was going to be easy. No one, you know what I mean, no one said that life was easy. I don't know where you read that at. But we have to change our thinking, and that's the problem with so many, is because they think that 2021, you're going to be this new person and new things are going to open up for you. No, new things could have opened up for you when everybody at home was sitting there watching Netflix. You had the opportunity to be the one to go make things happen for you. You did. And now that's in 2020. So now when 2021 comes, what are you going to do? That's a question that you should be asking yourself. Why am I waiting? You know, that's the thing that hits me. Why am I going to wait? What is it? 15 more days. You know, or however many more days it is, you know, to hit the ground running. Why not hit the ground running each and every day on what moves you in the right direction? Why not work on self-mastery every single day? Why wait for the new year? The thing is, there's going to be more chaos. There's going to be more chaos in 2021 than there was in 2020. Because think about it. The pandemic's not over, right? You still got mask ordinance. You still got places shut down. You still can't do this. You're still walking around with a mask on, right? And 2020 is just around the corner, right? You have a new president coming into office on the 21st, right? Right? You got the vaccine that they're trying to induce you in, right? So what do you think's going to change? You have to start making changes for you. You have to start seeing yourself as the person that can make a difference in your own life and stop thinking that things around you, that people around you or the things around you are going to change. So then now it gives you permission to change. You need to change you so then the things around you change. We have to do that for ourselves, people. We have to do that for ourselves. You are hindering yourself from so much of that victory. You are holding yourself back from claiming what is yours because you're waiting around for a new year. You just sat around. Now you're about to sit around again waiting for change to happen. Now you heard me, right? A new president, I think, sits in office on the 21st. Got to get accommodated with everything. So there goes January. There goes February. There goes March. Finally, things start coming where he's going to say this and say that. Are you waiting around for that? Are you right now today preparing yourself for your own victory, for your own journey, for your own path, for your own legacy? Because last time I checked, 2020 or 2021 doesn't have to mark my legacy. I take control of my legacy, so I leave my mark in each and every day. That's what we forget, is how we're remembered. Making each day count, though. Leaving our print and our name on somebody each and every day. Not each and every year. Come on, I'm speaking to someone today. I know someone out there has a gift inside of them that they know they should have, you know, took steps into when this pandemic hit. And now they're like, ah, shucks. I know some of us are sitting there, man, I should have did this. I should have invested in this when this pandemic hit. I would have been, it's more financially stable because now this company or this item has now uplifted its value. But my thing is this, did you sit back and invest in you to where you're priceless? to where everything that you need to do is inside of you, and you just need to invest in you. You need to see how valuable you truly are and that greatness made you so you can go out there and now conquer anything and everything you've ever wanted. But you didn't sit back and realize that in 2020. You thought about all the chaos in the world that was going on instead of going out there and putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward and turning your dream into your reality. I need you to get up on this Monday evening. Get to a vision board, get to a notepad, and write down things that are going to move you for a better tomorrow. You didn't go out there today and give it your all? Well, guess what? If you have the opportunity tomorrow, that's what you need to do. You need to build up ground, build up momentum to make it a phenomenal Tuesday. You see, we aren't even guaranteed every single day, let alone another year. But so many people look forward to 2021 to do the same stuff they've been doing. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to be extraordinary. I'm ready to leave a different mark on this world. I'm ready to hit the ground running. Throughout that pandemic, I realized something, that I needed to be my own boss, that I needed to start leaving my footprints in the sand, that I had a legacy to leave behind, that I had people relying on me. I had a reason to get up and hit the ground running. A question you must ask yourself is, what's your reason? In 2020, what was your reason to get up every day? If it wasn't something strong and powerful and bold, then I advise you to change that. I advise you to start working on you, self-mastery. That's what we should be doing every day. You need something that really sets you on fire. That if you slacked, that reason would suffer. So we can't wait for 2021 to start realizing these things. We can't think that 2021 is going to bring roses and sunflowers. You have to just start making the plan now to go out there tomorrow and be the very best version of you. And that's all you can do. Change, right? It's hard. It's extremely hard to take in. It's hard to swallow because you feel as, what else more can you do? Well, there's a lot to do. There's a lot to work on. Fixing ourselves from the inside out is what we need to do. Stop worrying about the outer shell. Inside work needs all the fixing upper that we can possibly give it. But when people hear, oh, you need a change, or they can't take criticism well, that's something internal that needs to be dealt with. And dealt with fast. Because if not, you carry that on day in and day out. So I don't want you to continue to follow these memes and follow people of, oh man, 2020's been trash, 2020, let's go. No. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Let me say that again. Do not follow the trend. Do not follow the chaos. That 2020 has been chaos, so bring on 2021. Because you must trust the process, not rush the process. That's my time with you guys today. I hope you have a phenomenal rest of your Monday. Hit that ground running tomorrow. And as always, go out there, be great, be phenomenal, and oh yeah, be unstoppable. Remember, it starts with you and it ends with you, so just keep on keeping on. Now let's get it.